A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. UPND nears 48,000 teacher recruitment milestone. Experts warn Zambia risks a surge in tobacco-related diseases. And in international news, Robert Mugabe's son charged with attempted murder in South Africa.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the UPND administration has achieved significant milestones in the education sector, revealing that by the end of this year, the total number of teachers recruited over the past 5 years will reach nearly 48,000. Speaking during the implementation of the school feeding program at Kablonga Boys Secondary School, President Hichilema said the government has a clear vision to continue investing in education as a foundation for national development. The head of state has noted that his administration remains committed to growing the country's economy and implementing reforms aimed at sustaining gains made not only in education but also in other critical sectors. President Hichilema has further emphasized that the school feeding program plays a crucial role in improving pupil welfare and increasing school attendance.
And when we were saying, when we took office, we were saying, we will run this country in a methodical way. People were giggling and laughing. This is the one. This is it. This is a methodical way of running anything, especially education. So, teachers recruited by the end of this year will be nearing 48,000 teachers recruited in our child year 10. How many teachers were employed in the government service? 6 of my predecessors. Tell me the total number.
Meanwhile, World Food Programme representative and country director Sisi Karasuga said Zambia's progress in school feeding is visible, adding that the country now has one of the fastest growing school feeding programs on the African continent. And Education Minister Douglas Siakalima said school enrollment have risen to approximately 8 million pupils, with projections indicating that the number could reach 10 million within the next 2.5 years.
The greatest asset of any country is its own people. To invest in your own people, Mr. President, there's no any other investment that you can do apart from investing in these kids. More so to even feed them. More than 5 million children now are being fed at school. That is 35% of the entire population of Zambia. We are now scaling to about 8 million children in school. What that tells you, Mr. President, the next, if you extrapolate, in the next 2.5 years, there will be more than 10 million children in school.
A state witness has told the Lusaka High Court that over 2 million kwacha was transferred from the Independent Broadcasting Authority bank accounts into two company accounts allegedly linked to one of the murder accused, Samuel Dokoe, even a day after IBA Director General Gunsila Molea was discovered dead. Jolwe Hamwemba, a senior branch manager at Indo-Zambia Bank, testified that several transactions were made both online and through ATM by Mr. Dokoe, one of the accused persons. Mr. Hamwemba said on May 12, 2023, 416,000 kwacha cash was withdrawn at the bank, and several other withdrawals were made over the counter by account holder Mr. Dokoe. He narrated that on June 21, 2024, the bank received a transfer of 142,920 kwacha remitted by IBA. Mr. Hamwemba further narrated that in July 2024, the month IBA DG was allegedly murdered, funds were remitted by the authorities. He was testifying in a matter Mifusani Dokoe, a police officer, Khaled Zulu, also a police officer of Livala South, Samuel Dokoe, an assistant engineer, and Francis Chichoka, an accountant of Foxdale, are charged with murder. It is alleged that on July 24, 2024, the four accused persons murdered former IBA Director General, Mr. Mulea. Mr. Mulea's body was found with gunshot wounds on the outskirts of Lusaka called Njowe area. Trial continues tomorrow. The Center for Primary Care Research says tobacco use in Zambia is escalating at an alarming rate, with prevalence rising from 15.8% in 2017 and now standing at 17.3% in 2025. Speaking when he presented a memorandum on the ramifications of the Tobacco Control Bill No. 40 of 2025 to the Parliamentary Committee on Health, CPCR Executive Director Professor Faston Goma said the exponential increase in tobacco use demands urgent measures. Professor Goma has emphasized that without strengthened legislation and enforcement, Zambia risks facing a growing burden of tobacco-related diseases, increased healthcare costs, and loss of productivity. He has noted that the proposed Tobacco Control Bill presents a critical opportunity to tighten regulations on advertising, packaging, and access to tobacco products, particularly among young people.
And this bill is again of importance here, because our studies show that over the last 2 years, the tobacco use has been going up in Zambia. In 2002, tobacco use in Zambia was reported at 13.5%. In 2017, it was reported at 15.8%. In 2025, last year, we are at 17.2%. We are still going up. The world of tobacco use is coming down. And it's unfortunate that Zambia is among those countries where tobacco use is still on the rise. I think it's time we took this matter as an urgent matter and we address those items which have led to its increased level.
Police in Kenanda have arrested two individuals in connection with a theft of 5 years of cattle valued at 50,000 kwacha. Western Province Police Commissioner Ruth Kamanga said the theft was reported on February 22, 2026, following an incident on February 20 at Namako Ngolo village. He said the complainant, Nalishevo 30 of Mbopuma village in Siona district, reported that his 5 cattle had been stolen. In a statement, Mr. Hamwemba said the stolen animals included a brown horned cow, a black horned cow, a black horned bull, all branded UR69, a brown hornless cow, and a brown and white cow. He said the complainant's uncle and caretaker, Nalewa Yemez 69, informed him of the theft. And on February 21, two suspects, Mavika Mavika and Mediana Mangala, were spotted using the cattle. Mr. Hamwemba said at CRC Abattoir, two cows valued at 20,000 kwacha had been slaughtered and police recovered their carcasses, two skins and two heads. He said one cow worth 10,000 kwacha was recovered, while two animals remain missing. Mr. Hamwemba said investigations revealed that the abattoir's security officer, Blessings Watermelo, allowed the cattle in without proper documentation, while manager Elias Sembo allegedly ordered their slaughter despite news that movement or slaughter permit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Kickback, more than that.